This is
Tears of Scrutiny. Hey there, welcome back to Tears of Scrutiny. My name is Eva Eben.
And I'm Bari Sedona.
And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about a Texas border law.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been in the news lately. I've been seeing a lot of headlines these past couple of days. So we figured this would be a good opportunity to talk about the border and this law. The law is called SB4.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that migrants can be arrested by law enforcement if they are suspected of crossing the border. And they'll be returned to Mexico regardless of where they're from, is my understanding.
Yeah.
It also gives judges the authority to deport them based on that suspicion. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. It's, I think, a big part of the law and some of the issue that we've been seeing is on a foreign policy front, we're seeing that Mexico, who is one of our largest trade partners,
absolutely,
I think if not our largest in 2023,
mm-hmm.
Is kind of being put in this awkward position where they don't necessarily want to take in people who are suspected of crossing the border illegally.
100%.
Especially because it doesn't matter where those people are from. They'll all be sent to Mexico.
Yeah, I know that they released a statement, I think this week or last week. I think their foreign ministry came out and was like, we will not be complying with this law. We will not be accepting these people.
Yeah. And Texas's argument is that it follows federal immigration laws and that the state has a right to defend itself under Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution.
Texas is being invaded.
Which prohibits states from engaging in war on their own unless they're actually invaded. And they're arguing that with the influx of, with an influx of migration, that this is an invasion.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
under that
clause. I can completely understand that we don't necessarily know what's happening in Texas or the ramifications of an influx of illegal immigration.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can totally get that. I just think this law is not the solution. And I think it's a very dangerous law. Like,
yeah, I think especially when you put it into context of, like, foreign policy.
Oh, 100,000%. And I, like,
yeah,
U.S. voters don't know much about foreign policy, right? So, and, like, if on a domestic front, I feel like, and I mean that, like, even myself,
yeah,
right? And on a domestic front, I know that a huge talking point for the right these days is the border and the open border and, you know what I mean, crime flooding into our country. And
because
what
it is a concern for people.
I'm not, like, that's one of my biggest things right now, too. I get that. But I just feel like ignoring the fact that, yeah, Mexico is one of our largest trading partners and they have opinions
and
on
they,
not
yeah.
just taking any immigrant
yeah.
that we feel might look Mexican. Like, hello? Like, the racial profiling implications alone. Like,
and I think also a lot of people who are supporters of this law have also taken issue with potentially the enforcement of the law and how it will work. Like, I don't necessarily know how the law will go into effect, but, and I mean, we'll see if they're even allowed to.
Enforce. Yeah, I understand. I just think, like, blanket authority on police officers in this, like, we have this, you know, in our social fabric at the moment, trust with the police is already such a big point of contention.
Like, I don't know if people necessarily in this climate feel, or in general, feel, you know, safe, protected, warm blanket around police officers.
1,000%, and I'm absolutely one of them. And the thing is, though, I feel like giving police officers blanket authority is terrifying and dangerous because they are individuals and you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
they're
just
everyday
people. And people
they're
make
human.
Mistakes.
They're humans. Like,
people make mistakes all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
And like, on, like, something like we talk about, or at least like we talk and think about a lot, at least me, is the fact that police officers as human beings, I wish they weren't flawed because that job is so hard.
Yeah.
And the bias is there. And like, I don't know, like, that's terrifying. And giving them that kind of authority,
Normal people,
that kind
right.
of authority seems like, oh, you know, a path to destruction, but that's just me.
So again, this is the law, this is the background.
Mm-hmm.
So then what happened is people are saying, nope, there's this 2012 Supreme Court case, which is called Arizona v. U.S., which upheld that the federal government is supreme in immigration matters when it comes to state versus these federal government issues. So using that as precedent, a district court blocked the law in February.
Yep. So the Supreme Court, right after this, they said that it was a little bit premature yeah, to hear this case.
Yeah, like the Biden administration asked the Supreme Court to step in and to block the law, because I think what happened is the appellate court, while they were waiting for their arguments, said, okay, like, it's, we're not, we're going to dissolve the ruling from the lower court while we're waiting to hear things.
Yeah,
so
pause, right?
Yeah, yeah, like,
they called it a pause.
Yeah, and so the Supreme, the Biden administration was like, no, SCOTUS, please step in and say that these lower courts need to pause the law until a decision is made, right?
100%.
And the Supreme Court was like, on Tuesday night, March 19th, they were like, nah, it's too premature, or not Tuesday night, I think in the morning on Tuesday.
Yeah,
they
were like, in the morning.
Yeah, they were like, this is too premature. Like, we cannot, we are not going to step in. And for right now, we're just going to let whatever
the lower court sort of do their thing. 100%. So the reason the Biden administration asked them to step in is because the law was going to go into effect. Right? And then the Supreme Court said no, let them do their thing. And then the Fifth Circuit went back, that appellate court, they went back and they said, I know we paused it initially, but we're going to go ahead and dissolve that pause and let the law be stayed. Like, the law is not going to be enforced for right now.
But what happened was, like, in that kind of tussle between like the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals and the U.S. Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court allowed the law to be enforced for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
But then close to midnight, that Fifth Circuit of Appeals put the law back on hold and scheduled a hearing on Wednesday, March 20th.
I wonder if anything happened in those couple hours. I don't know.
I think what I was seeing is that they haven't found that anyone was arrested in those couple of hours that the law was put into effect.
Because they still have to train police officers on how to enforce the
law. Yeah, so, and like, also, I mean, like, the law was, so the law was signed in December 2023, and then it was supposed to go into effect on March 5th, and on March 19th is when it was allowed, and I think between everything that's going on, I don't think that anyone would have acted fast enough within that, like,
couple, like,
eight tiny to 12 hour time frame to 100%. You know, do anything.
I don't know, I was just shocked that the law was written the way it was, you know. It just feels, it feels just blatantly dangerous and sweeping. Police officer suspects somebody of having migrated illegally, they can, you know, arrest you, and then a federal judge, no, a judge, sorry, can deport you.
Yeah, I mean, even, like, the, I think during the hearing on Wednesday, the Solicitor General was asked a question about, hey, if someone crosses into another state illegally, and then they come into Texas, do they also follow someone who is, you know, going to be reprimanded under this bill? And the Solicitor General was like, I confess, Your Honor, I don't know. Which, you know, I think speaks to
the
lack of
clarity in this bill. 100%. Yeah. Also, like, does it really matter what this person's story is? Like, these human beings, like, does it matter what their stories are if the police, if police are just allowed to suspect? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter if they came in from anywhere else, because if a police officer decides they seem like somebody who did immigrate to Texas illegally. So
I don't know if we'll wait to see what the Supreme Court does, if anything, after the Fifth Circuit ruling, which we're waiting on.
Honestly, that's all we really have to talk about on this.
Yeah.
It's just interesting. It's good to know.
Very confusing, definitely. And I think the thing that people are kind of leaving out is it's not the Supreme Court making a ruling and then a lower court saying, no, Supreme Court, you're wrong. It's the Supreme Court saying, we don't want to make a ruling right now, so we're going to let whatever they do.
Yeah, I found the headlines a little bit misleading.
When are they not?
But it was like news sources I really love and trust. They were like, yeah, Supreme Court allows, like, you know, xenophobic Texas, but, like, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not quite what happened. But I hope this introduced a little bit of clarity for you. Thank you for listening. We will see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Hey everybody, it's Eva. I'm popping back in to update you guys on a decision that was made by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals after Pari and I recorded. So essentially, late last Tuesday, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals said Texas cannot
temporarily implement SB4 while they wait for the legal and constitutional questions around it to be answered. It was a 3-judge panel split 2-1 on this decision for Texas's request for a stay of injunction pending appeal. So I know that with this law specifically, it's been complicated to follow all these legal entanglements, but essentially they ruled Texas cannot enforce the law right now. So Chief Judge Priscilla Richmond said, SB4 conflicts with years of federal law and constitutional precedent because historically the Supreme Court has said the issue of immigration, entry, admission, and removal of non-citizens has been a federal issue. Meanwhile, Texas has said in court filings that, like, Texas is the first line of defense to the violence of illegal immigration, and Texas is a state that's suffering the consequences of the federal government's inaction. And I think there's definitely some merit to that. The dissenting judge wrote that they should be allowed to, sorry, the dissenting judge wrote that they should have allowed the law to be temporarily implemented so that we could evaluate how Texas would enforce it at all and, like, what would that look like. I think he said something like, what we're disputing here is hypothetical, but the consequences of this decision will be very real, and now we're not going to get to see what Texas's enforcement of SB4 would have ever looked like. So you ask, like, so where do we go from here, right? Texas lawyers can, A, return to the Supreme Court and challenge this decision by the Fifth Circuit. The same court is set to hear arguments about the actual substance of SB4, like the constitutionality of it, on April 3rd. So my guess is Texas's lawyers are just going to wait, hear how that plays out, see how the injunction is, like, you know, see what they decide about that and about the substance. So we'll see how it goes from there. But yeah, thank you for listening. We'll see you in 2 weeks for real this time.